This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And it's Wednesday, and things today, I don't know how long this will last, but things are once again back to normal because everybody's in town from Arbalest Quarrel. Joining me from Arbalest Quarrel are Stephen D'Angeli and Roger Katz. Good evening, fellows.
Good evening.
So, just out of curiosity, Stephen, do you have room? Does your luggage? I've never looked at your luggage. Does it have like stickers from everywhere you go?
No, but the passport does. I have to get an enhanced passport because there's no more room to put those stamps in. But I travel light.
Okay. Well, anyway, Stephen is back, and of course, we now have a guy named Brett Kavanaugh looming on the horizon, which is something that a lot of us wanted to see Mr. Trump get to put in place. Stephen, I know you've been just, you know, having to contain yourself for a few days. Which one of you guys want to lead off with this?
Well, let me say this. I thank God I'm back home, and I thank God that we have the president that we have, and I am so appreciative of the fact that I'm able to travel and see various parts of the world and analyze what I see to benefit what we need to know to make sure that the United States never ever is endangered the way certain parts of the world are. And let me make it a little clearer for those that are listening. Provence and southern France is an absolutely beautiful country, just like Spain and Portugal and even China, where I've recently been. They're all beautiful places. And the majority of the people are genuinely good. It's usually very safe and clean, but talking about Europe, which we had Alejandro on your program, Bill, if you remember, from Spain,
right?
When I went to Spain, and we had and in Portugal, now in France, and I met two gun dealers, and I went into their gun shops in Nice in France. Europe, they've lost it. They don't see, and they're not able to get the news like Fox News, Hannity, Tucker Carlson, that kind of news, the truth, to understand what's really happening. The propaganda through CNN, MSNBC, BBC, European news is just absolutely telling one side of the story. So they have no idea. It's like being in Nazi Germany or under any dictatorship. So when I went into these two gun dealers and these gun stores, and I said, wow, you guys have a nice array of guns. You have the nice shotguns and rifles and even pistols. I said, who buys these? And they said, well, hunters with a hunting permit, which is very difficult to get. And I said, that's good. And are you allowed to go to a target range? And in some areas, yes, you can. You could actually go and shoot target shooting. I said, well, that's great. I said, what about self-defense? Oh, no. Absolutely not. So that was the end of that discussion. So why I'm saying this is we need to celebrate the victories that we have won so far. We have Donald Trump, thank goodness. He's now nominated a second Supreme Court justice or recommended it. We need to make sure the Senate approves Judge Kavanaugh. We need to get him on the bench. But I look at it like a carpenter. You know, the nail has been hit in the 2x4, and it's in there halfway. It needs to be pounded down. So what I would like all of our listeners to understand very clearly is the president needs our absolute 110% support. We need to put the heat on because the left, extremist left, even moderate left, and all the Democrats that I know are just hitting the news, which they use as which they have control of, the mainstream media, and they're lying and they're propagating all sorts of false information to try and block this nominee. And that's only one thing. They do everything to block President Trump, no matter what he does, because they just don't get it. Well, maybe they do get it, but they don't care. And we need to be better than them. We need to understand that we can never be off guard. We can never be hostile, because they will use that against us. If you have children, make sure your children know you cannot argue, you cannot use violence, because they will use that against us, because they control the media. See, and that's the same thing in Europe. We need to understand the Constitution, and we can easily get a copy. Bill, when I saw you over the last few years at the NRA conventions, mm-hmm. You know, when we met, the recent one was where? In not Atlanta, in Dallas.
Dallas. Yep.
The Heritage Foundation gave me a little booklet with the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution in it. And I think they give these things out. So if anyone is interested, I think we should call the 800 number, 546-2843, 1-800-546-2843, and ask for a copy. I keep one in my pocket wherever I go, because it's one thing to talk about the Constitution, but it's another thing to actually have it handy and know what it says, because I was very, very impressed when I heard that Judge Kavanaugh, as a professor of law in his classes, the first thing he told his law students to do is read the Constitution, which implies that other law professors don't do something that should be so basic. And that goes back to a conversation I had with my ex-police partner, a retired police lieutenant, Andy Salenti. His son was a graduate of the U.S. Coast Guard Academy. He's now a commander in the Pentagon. And one day out in Long Island, sipping on soda water, of course, at his pool, I said, Andy, let me ask you something. Your son, Michael, can he navigate the seas if radar went out on one of his ships? Can he do like a Christopher Columbus, you know where he's going using a sextant or, you know, the stars? He said, you know, it's interesting you say that, because in Annapolis and in the Coast Guard Academy, they don't teach that. But I, as a pilot and a navigator myself, taught my son, and yes, he can. So something so basic as law students, even judges, they don't even know what the Constitution says.
Well, hang on right there, if you will. We're coming up on the break. Arbalistquarrel.com is where you can find all of this stuff that Stephen and Roger talks about on a regular basis. They're either writing about it or coming out with it, or it's making the mainstream news. CNN notices them. They get noticed by lots of things. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I am talking to Roger Katz and Stephen D'Andrilli from Our Ballistic Quarrel. Now, one thing I want to point out, Stephen, okay? I heard what you said about what you think we should be doing, the way we should be reacting and everything. And I think there's one thing that needs to be understood by our friends on the left, because I still look at them as Americans. I took an oath to protect them when I was in the military and everything else. But they're defaulting to violence. And I don't know how much being polite is going to do for them. And if they decide that they're going to take us down that slippery slope, I think they need to understand that when they get down there, the mud is going to be more than they can handle.
Mean to say that we should be wimpish in any way or complacent in any way. What I think we do need to do, and then I'd like to briefly tell you what Obelisk plans sure. to do in the upcoming months ahead. But what I've given this some thought. It's not up to us. It's up to each and one of us, every one of us, to set a proper example for everyone, ourselves and our children and grandchildren and those who oppose us. But to become violent, I don't think is the answer. I think what we need to do when things go wrong, when the left steps out of place, is to let law enforcement and the proper authorities and the courts and law do the bidding for us, because we do not have the mainstream media to protect us. If you do something, let's say, for example, I'll give you a perfect example. Now that I'm home, my wife and I are running around. We're doing our banking. We went to the library. We went to the post office. We went to get some groceries. We have a place in New York City called Union Square. It's where a lot of people have the right to assemble and protest. And it's surrounded by law enforcement because of the proximity to, it's like the Statue of Liberty. It's like the Empire State Building. You have to protect this area against it being taken over. We pass by, and there are people that are looking to provoke a person like myself. Let's say that's pro-Trump. God forbid I should wear a pro-Trump hat. The idea is, what I'm saying is, I will not engage in a conversation with one of these lunatics. Let's call them that. They are lunatics that are put up there by the billionaires and funded and provoked. They don't even know what they're talking about, but this is what they do, because I will lose. No one will cover me in a calm sense. They'll try and get, let's say I was attacked and I put my hand up to block the attack. It'll be on the all over the news as I attacked them. Look, his hand was raised. That's what I'm saying. We have to be very, very careful.
Well, so okay. Well, I'm not. The thing is this. I consider myself a 21st century pacifist.
Okay.
Do you know what makes a person a true pacifist? Now, being a true pacifist does not mean that you just take a beating. Being a true pacifist means you have the capability of being peaceful or being very yes. warlike.
Yes.
You have the capacity to destroy an opponent. The Shaolin were pacifists.
I was just going to say that. It would be like a master black belt Shaolin
sure.
that knows he could destroy you himself, so, and yet he's not going to. Yes.
So, in the grand scheme of things, I'm a little concern for you up in New York, but not so much because it doesn't seem to be happening that much in New York. D.C. seems to be the hot spot. Yeah, the D.C. right now seems to be the hot spot.
That's why I'm here. Someone's got to hold the fort down for all you wimps in those safe areas. All right. Now, having said that, and hopefully I angered some of you, I'm ready to take a little beating. All right. Let me tell you, because I also want Roger to have his say here, too. Obelisk Quarrel, I've been away, but every day I talk to Roger, and sometimes twice a day, and, we edit articles and we try and get some stuff out. What we've decided to do, and our other partner, Vinny, also, is New York State has a governor called Andrew Cuomo. He is a fanatical anti-gun politician, an extreme leftist. His father, Mario Cuomo, was governor. His brother is with CNN. These guys are total leftists. And he's already all over ABC News, NBC News with his paid ads. He's looking for a third term to get elected governor of New York. And he's really looking to run for president. And that's why he had the New York Safe Act enacted with his two other amigos. Two of them are in jail. So we call them the three amigos. We are going to do a series of articles, and Raj has already begun a tremendous amount of research on what how this will affect not only New York, but how this will affect every gun owner in the nation. You see, because this governor has now already started a conspiracy of aligning other governors of other states, Connecticut, New Jersey, and the border states, and then he's going beyond the New England states. So if you think you're safe out there in Wyoming or Montana, you're not. All right? And what he's doing is they're looking to, and Roger's going to explain this, they're looking to take the gun laws of states and not adhere to national law, and they are pouncing the NRA and anyone who owns a gun. So we're going to concentrate on a series of articles exposing this governor for what he really is. Will the real Andrew Cuomo stand up? The other thing we're going to do is we're going to do an analysis of Judge Kavanaugh, and we're going to look at the decisions that he made specifically on Second Amendment issues and what his comments were on the Heller case, because that will show us gun owners exactly where he stands on these issues that are most important to us. Remember, President Trump has nominated, we have a Gorsuch on the bench, and that's a Trump nominee. And Kavanaugh is another choice. We have to make sure that these choices do the right thing, because once on the bench, they have life tenure. And Souter was an example of a guy that went awry. Also, you know, Kennedy, a great justice, but he was the swing vote. And he was supposed to be the overall, you know, conservative judge. So we're going to give people the opportunity to analyze and evaluate what we have here. But the bottom line is we must continue to support our president, and we must certainly make sure that we are not complacent. We have to get out and vote, get others to vote, and we have to make sure that we maintain the majority in the Senate and the House for the midterm election. Roger, please.
We're heading into break right now, so Roger, hang on a second. You can pick it up on the other side.
Sure.
ArbalistQuarrel.com is where you can find all of this stuff. It's up there on a daily basis. Prolific. Also featured writers at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
Day one of NATO is in the books. President Trump met with leaders privately and had a few comments publicly as well. The president also took part in the family photo, which is a tradition for NATO leaders. President Trump has been ruffling a few feathers overseas regarding defense spending and calling on other countries to increase theirs to get it closer to where the United States is. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz likes what he hears from the president.
He needs to convey the truth. You know, you could do what Barack Obama and the other previous presidents have done and just, you know, go over there for the photo op and shake hands. But Donald Trump's telling them the truth, and that is they don't like that they're not paying their fair share, and they're questioning these energy deals, particularly out of Germany, which are causing a lot of problems for the world.
And finally, a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 219 points to close the day at 24,700. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel. Next up is going to be Roger Katz. I have no idea what Roger wants to speak about, but let us have it, please.
I don't either, Bill. No. What I want to talk about is actually hitting on a couple points that Stephen mentioned and also that you mentioned. And in a broader context, because when we talk about polarization in society, which is what we have today, it's almost an understatement. Democrats always exuded a certain philosophy different than conservatives and Republicans, but there was a... It seems, at least going back in the days of Reagan and before even Eisenhower, perhaps because of the Cold War, there was a sense of identity, belief in the importance of the United States as a nation state. And what I'm seeing today is something completely anathema to that. A couple of weeks ago, Bill, I mentioned that there was originally a Communist Party of America. I believe it still exists.
Yep.
It was very powerful, actually, at the time of the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia that became the Soviet Union back in, what was it, 1917, 1918. And for a while, it did quite well. It had, I believe, over a million members, but ultimately it fell flat. I believe Americans woke up to the fact that our Constitution and what our framers gave to our people was something much superior to anything that could be envisioned by a foreign government and certainly by the Soviets. Today, basically, 100, maybe 101 years later, we see this rising again, call it socialism, democratic socialism, Democrats. It doesn't matter. What we're looking at is the is an attempt to basically reconfigure our culture, our traditions, our history beyond any semblance of what existed for the last, well, I would say since the founding of the Republic. And it's mind-boggling to see this. I often say that if we want to get a foretaste of what can happen if the Democrats, God forbid, should control the houses of Congress and then appoint someone like Merrick Garland to the Supreme Court, we're in for a day of reckoning. I read an article in the New York Times, and I mentioned it to a few people. I mentioned it to Stephen, and I find it very interesting because it's what I had been saying, and yet here it is in print, and it was in the Saturday edition, the international section of the New York Times. It has a different title in the digital version, but it, the title in the paper version is Borders, Nationalism, and the Fight for a Unified Europe. And it says here that the European Union has always been sold to its citizens on a practical basis, cheaper products, easier travel, prosperity, and security. But its founding leaders had something larger in mind. They conceived it as a radical experiment to transcend the nation state. Now, in recent weeks and months, we've basically heard a challenge to this very concept of a nation state, to the concept of our country as a independent sovereign entity, to the uniqueness of the American people, to the uniqueness and the importance of our Constitution. I found it also very interesting to hear that where conservatives really are distinct in terms of their tactics, let's say, of getting a philosophy strengthened and to preserve our republic, we believe in getting the important people to sit on the Supreme Court. And with Gorsuch and now Kavanaugh, I think we're going to see that. On the other hand, you have with the Democrats, which are really socialists now, you have them being controlled by what you had referred to some time ago, one of the tactics of Alinsky, looking to for upheaval, anarchy, basically in your face types of tactics that are anathema to any rational discourse. And I see that also in people like Cuomo, who is, and let's face it, he is a socialist, as is de Blasio. Don't think that he isn't. And what he's attempting to do now, what we are writing on, and what I realized, was that he wants to work. He realizes he can't work through Congress, not with a Republican to control of both houses, and likely to continue to hold both houses in the midterm elections. I can't believe that the American populace would vote for socialists, would, even if they're getting a lot of mass media coverage. But he's working with other states like Connecticut, like Rhode Island and Maryland. And he's attempting to forge a union within a union and through fostering an attempt to rewrite the Constitution in a manner that is anathema to the concept of an originalist, textualist type of a methodology that Thomas and Samuel Alito and Antonin Scalia had basically always fostered, and what you see in their opinion. And we are really in the midst of a very real civil war, which is a point that you also made. And it may not yet go to a force of arms. And like you said, it's one thing to be a pacifist, to avoid a confrontation if you can, but be perfectly able and willing to engage when you must. And that's what I see possibly happening. But at the moment, as long as we control the Supreme Court, we know that as long as our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, are preserved and strengthened in the way that the originalists, the framers, intended.
Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break because I got a couple of questions about this that I want to ask you. ArbalistQuarrel.com. This is where you can find all the stuff they're writing about and everything. Very good, thought-provoking stuff. Makes you think about what is possible out there and what we need to be watching out for. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com, the next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and I am talking to Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrilli from Arbalest Quarrel. And there's a little inch, and I mean, Roger, you're sort of illustrating something that I have long said, you know, especially with the part about the Civil War. But the part that you're illustrating is that there's really two Americas now. But the problem with their. Yeah, there's two. There's the blue America. There's the red America. The problem is that there's, you know, Trump won 33 states.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I know Cuomo has aspirations to get higher. I saw de Blasio went with a bunch of mayors to the border and basically broke the law, did an illegal border crossing, did another illegal border crossing when he should be, you know, he should be being the mayor of New York City and taking care of the people of New York City.
Right.
The standards of New York City, from what I understand, because I haven't been up there yet to see Steven and get that Kobe beef steak he's promising me, is that it has gone down precipitously under de Blasio even since the days of Bloomberg. Bloomberg was actually apparently a better mayor. You know, he's a gun grabber, but he was a better mayor than de Blasio. So, Cuomo's going around. I know Cuomo wants to be president. The only problem is that his brand, this is the guy that got up there and said, if you are pro-life, you don't have a place in New York. If you want to own a gun, you don't have a place in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you are basically declaring yourself to be a totalitarian there, Cuomo. I don't think the people of, I don't think the good people of Kansas or Wyoming or any of these other places are going to sit back and say, yeah, I'd vote for them. I just don't. I mean, right now, I love what they're doing. I love what the left is doing. I think it's great that they want to do away with ICE. Did you ever, the only thing that could be better than this if they were saying, we should do away with the ATF.
Yeah.
Well, they are imploding under their own toxicity as they try to get further. That girl Ocasio-Cortez that beat that guy that was supposed to be the heir apparent, who I'd never heard of. I'd never heard of that guy, and he was the heir apparent to Nancy Pelosi, which is, that's just the saddest thing I could think of. What are you, sir? I'm the heir apparent to Nancy Pelosi. Do I need to send you to a suicide prevention line or something there, pal? I mean, that just sounds horrible. So, I mean, yes.
Can I just butt in a second? I agree with you 110%. And I'm sure that all of the listeners tonight feel the same. But let's put ourselves into the mind of, let's say, the Hillary camp.
Oh, goodness.
Or the Democratic camp, all right, a year and a half ago. They would be saying similar things among themselves, like, oh, Trump doesn't have a shot in the world. This is a joke. They're not, we're not going to, they don't have a chance. They're never going to get elected. We have nothing to worry about. And they're celebrating before the celebration should be taking place because they were so competent. Now, I do feel confident that Trump is going to get reelected. I don't feel as confident about people voting right. I use that as our little campaign slogan now,
sure.
Vote right, to make sure that we maintain the majority in the Senate and the House.
Despite the Republicans aren't really doing anything. That was what was making me nervous. They're not doing anything. We're seeing how many guys are self-retiring now. You've got Maxine Waters, who's been in charge of, in her 27 years, she's gotten three bills passed in the House of Representatives, one of which was renaming a post office. So she's doing one every 9 years. That's great expenditure of our money. And she's out there basically inciting violence, as are many of them. They're inciting violence. And I had a conversation the other day with a guy in a place where he's like, nobody wants to take all the guns. Of course they do. They're saying so. We had the shotgun shooting just the other day in Maryland where, I'm against violence, but these guys get out there and they're like, well, you know, I'm only for banning. I don't want to ban all guns, just the right guns. Well, we got down to the pump shotgun
in
Maryland.
Bill, there's a very interesting article on Ammo Land that happens to be in the most popular on the most popular list right now. This morning when I looked at it, it had about 70 over 70 comments and had about 6,000 plus Facebook hits. And
right.
It was the left has lost their mind.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the title was. And you know what? What I'm saying is that I feel confident about Trump, but I don't feel as confident about our centrist Republicans and people, our people getting out to vote and bringing family members and friends, because I'm just concerned about complacency that, okay, we got Trump in now. He's got two people on the court. Okay, we won. We have not won.
Oh, no.
We are winning. We are winning. Okay? And he's in Europe telling the European leaders, and I could share with them, because you talk to a Frenchman, and you talk to someone about the Brexit, you talk about the euro, and you know, these people have no idea. If they're making money, they love the euro, they love Macron, they love Merkel. If they're not making money, of course, they don't want it, but they feel that they have no power to change it. See, they feel totally inept, as opposed to us. We have the power to do what we want, to get what we want, as long as
we
vote
right.
You do
have nationalist movements, though, Stephen. That would and they are becoming much more.
Yeah, but the difference is, Roger. When I'm in Europe, I cannot get Fox News anywhere. I cannot hear anything different than the propaganda that I'm fed in my hotel room or in hotel lobby or anywhere I go. All you get is CNN, MSNBC, BBC, National Euro, the total against Trump.
Yeah, it's like
all the Euro.
This
is what I'm saying. And so
we got about 2 minutes left, guys, while you're talking over yourself.
Bill,
we got about 2 minutes left.
All right, Bill, the bottom line is, and I'll be quiet. Please, everybody, don't be complacent. Please make sure you get up and vote. Make sure you bring your family members to vote. Try and get friends to vote. We need to put pressure on our existing federal, senators, congresspersons, local representatives. Make sure we vote right so we continue to maintain the majority that we need when Trump nominates another Supreme Court justice where we don't even have to worry about Democratic report. We just vote him in. We have 50 senators and a vice president. It's 51 and he's in. That's what we need. We need to be able to get things done like Trump wants to do quickly and without worrying about the possibility that maybe this guy is going to be held up. They might actually be able to put it off. Will they? I don't think so. But it's a possibility. Let's get rid of that possibility and make it a guarantee. Let's get two more Supreme Court justices, and then our Second Amendment rights are guaranteed. Let's have national carry reciprocity. Anybody asking what happened to that? Why don't we have it? We don't have it because Trump can't get above water to deal with it because of all the other issues. And we don't have a Supreme Court, even with this new nominee, if he is nominated, it's still a 5-4 court. What if Roberts or some justice decides, well, guns, I don't know, and then it's not a 5-4? We need two more Supreme Court justices that are pro-Second Amendment, period.
And with that, we're out of time. So,
glad to have you back,
Stephen. I you settle down now and just enjoy the United States. You're back amongst the freedom-loving people.
Thank God.
Find them at Amaland, featured writers at Amaland, and also right here. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining me, guys. We'll be right back. Coming up next, Megan Barth, the Reagan babe. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.